Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word of God. I'm here to encourage someone this morning, and I know you've been thinking that is a bit of a strange title. What's happening this morning? It gets really impressed upon my spirit that heaven is looking for men that God can trust. I'm going to say it again. Heaven is really searching. So the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. I believe he said that concerning Asa. Amen. But obviously, the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro, and he's looking. Heaven is looking for men he can trust. And I really just want to touch on a few stories, because God is looking for people who can trust to speak his word. Will you be faithful and will you be bold in doing what God has told you to do? We are living in times which are perilous and times which seem unstable, and they're very unstable. When time goes on, it will get more and more unstable. But our life is not built on this world system. Life is built upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. So firstly, I just give honor to the Holy Spirit of God, which we can't do nothing without him. And if you've got your Bibles, just turn to Acts chapter 10. And it really talks about, let me just start here. It says there was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. So not only he wasn't a Jew, he was a Gentile. Not only was he a Gentile, he was a Roman, and he was a centurion. So he was an official. But the Bible says, even though this man was not a Jew, this man was a Roman, this man was a soldier, he was a devout man. And you may be in employment that people may frown upon, or some people may be at odds with, or some people at odds with soldiers, some people may have problems with police officers, or some people may have problems, sorry, that was my phone, let me put that on silent. Some people may have problems with people in all different walks of life for whatever reason, background, culture, or interactions that they may have had with certain people. But I know that the Romans were they weren't easy. They went around conquering, obviously they represent the iron, so they ruled with an iron fist, and they ruled Jerusalem with an iron fist, and they ruled everywhere that they conquered with an iron fist. So they weren't really liked in many places. But one thing about this man, he said he was a devout man. He worshipped God, he feared God, and he worshipped God. And not just him, but he commanded his house to worship God. And not only that, he gave much alms, so he was a giver. So God saw his prayers, God heard his prayers, and God saw his giving. And the Bible says, and he prayed to God always. So when it was good, he prayed. When it was bad, he prayed. Amen. When things was up, he prayed. When things was down, he prayed. He prayed to God always. And a certain time, he went to prayer. And one thing I know about God, he never announces himself. He never announces himself. He never says, "Here, I'm about to come. Here I am. I'm coming at 3 o'clock. No, he never announces. He just turns up. And the Bible says, he saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. And he said, "What is it, Lord?" He said, "Thy prayers and thy alms," or thy giving, "is come up for a memorial before God," or as remembrance before God. So his prayers were heard and his giving had been seen. So his prayers have been heard and his giving have been seen. He said, now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seas." Talk about specific words of knowledge. That is specific words of knowledge. But I stopped there and I said, wow. The fact that angels can call your name. Angels can say, "Hey, you need to see this man. This is the man that you need to see." That is a man that can be depended upon. I mean, the fact that if you can get angels, if you can get heaven calling your name, heaven getting men to be directed to you because you've got a message that men need to hear, that means you can be depended upon. And we've got to ask ourselves, and I just ask myself, God, can God depend upon me? Is heaven calling my name? Is heaven calling our name? Are there angels that can say to men, "Hey, you need to go to this man. This man has what you need. This man will tell you what you need to hear, and he will tell you the truth." When angels are calling your name before men, there is something special about you. You're obedient. You can be trusted with what God has entrusted you. You can be trusted with this gospel. And I said, wow. I had to stop right there and think about that. I was like, wow. He said, listen, not anybody else. Send men to Joppa. And I'm going to get Peter to speak to you. There's a specific man. He may have failed in the past, but God is not looking at your past. You have a bright future. This man has been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God is looking for Holy Ghost preachers. They'll be obedient to his call. But it really impressed upon me. He said, wow, that he would mention Peter. This is a specific man for a specific job. And he's going to tell you what you need to do. Can heaven trust us? Is heaven calling our name? There are many superstars and rich people, famous people and musicians. And you've got people screaming their name in concerts and thousands of people screaming their name. But is heaven calling their name? And it's something we need to think about. It's all good when people, but is heaven calling our name? The Bible says John the Baptist was, he went around eating, what is it? Went around eating, yeah, he was in the wilderness and he went around eating honey and locusts. That's it, honey and locusts. And he wasn't highly regarded by the officials of those days. When Jesus said, listen to me, above all the prophets, there is none like unto John. But in the New Testament, listen, he's the least. But of all the other prophets, listen, this man, honey and wild locusts, I mean, that was his diet, and lived in the wilderness and wore sheepskin, what, bearskin. He said, there's none like unto John. But in the new covenant, in the new kingdom, amen, he's the least. But he spoke highly of John. Is heaven calling your name? When angels can speak to you, and when angels can say, hey, listen to me, there's a job for you to do. Listen to me, I need you to go here. I need you to be obedient to this call. Someone's life depends on it. Someone's destiny depends upon it. Now, Peter, if you read on, Peter took a lot of convincing. The Bible says that Peter was on the morrow. He said there was a journey. As they drew near, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they were ready, he fell into a trance. And as we know, he saw the heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, let down to the earth, where there were all manner of four-footed beasts. There was all kinds of animals and wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done three times, and the vessel was received up into heaven. Notice that the vessel was received up into heaven. All these unclean beasts and all unclean things, it came down from heaven, but it went up into heaven. This way, it didn't come down and stay down. It went up into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself in the vision he had seen, men came to seek him, and the men were already at the gate. And the Bible says, while Peter thought on the vision, in verse 19, Acts 10, 19, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek you. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Now, when God wants to get ready to do something in our life, we've got to get rid of the prejudices and anything in our heart that we may have against any people, nations, tongues. Because obviously Peter had a serious issue with Gentiles. Because obviously, you know, the Lord, their Lord, they don't mix with Gentiles. They're just strictly Jews. But God not only had to send him a vision, and God had to speak in the vision. God had to speak through his Spirit when the men were at the door. So there's all these things that God was putting into play just to make sure that Peter is obedient to what he wants him to do. And sometimes there's some things that God needs to get rid of and deal with in us for us to go to the next level. Because God is saying, there are some people I need you to reach, but you've got to get rid of your hang-ups. You've got to get rid of your cultural differences. I'm going to say that again. You've got to get rid of your hang-ups. You've got to get rid of your cultural differences, how they were perceived before you by maybe your family or your friends or your peers. God may get you to speak to people that you wouldn't normally speak to, or go to places that you wouldn't normally go to. But I tell people, when God is sending you on, getting ready to do something that you've never done, get ready to see something you've never seen before. So you've got to leave yourself open to God. You've got to be pliable. God is looking for people that will be pliable in his hands. People won't question what he says, because he said, my sheep know my voice and the stranger's voice will not hear. So when God gets ready to speak, your job is just to obey and say, yeah, even when you don't understand. Even there's some people that I've gone to speak to. I mean, I remember I was evangelizing out on the streets, the marketplace, and just talking to this guy. And this guy had like half his face tattooed. And this guy looked, if he was in prison, you wouldn't mess with him. Forget about being on the streets, on the road. If he was in prison, you wouldn't mess with him. And this guy just looked mean. And I was just talking to him because I'm a kind of person, I speak to everybody and anybody. That's my job, amen, to tell people about Jesus. And I stopped him on the streets and I was just really speaking to him, and just speaking to him from the heart. And this guy was so open, and he was just there, and he was there for about 10 minutes. And I was just like, are you ready to receive the Lord? I mean, I truly believe that God is doing something in your heart. You're listening, and he's really receptive to what I was saying, what God is speaking to his heart. And he said, yeah, I'm ready. I want to do this now. And he just right there on the streets, in that market, he received Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But to look on him, to look on the outward appearance, many people wouldn't even approach him. I'm telling you, he was big, he was muscular, he was bald, and half his face was tattooed. Not on his head, half his face was tattooed, and he just looked mean. But the Bible says, I believe, in 1 Samuel 15, I believe, when talking about David, it said, don't look at his outward appearance. Don't look at his outward appearance, because God doesn't look on the outward appearance. Amen. Man sees the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. So you've got to push through any cultural differences or how people may have been perceived, because you don't know what's going on in the heart. And God wants to save everyone. There's no one that God wants to leave out. And God is looking for people. Heaven is looking for people that they can trust. And going, I'm reminded of going back to Acts chapter 8, when Philip the evangelist, he had been in Samaria, revival was breaking out, sent for Peter and John, for men and women to receive the Holy Ghost, to receive Jesus. Now let's go to the next level, let them receive the Holy Ghost so they can do the miracles and the signs and wonders. They can heal the sick, they can raise the dead, they can cast out devils, amen. God can give them the grace to serve so they get filled with the Holy Ghost. And in the midst of revival, he hears the voice of God, and the voice of God says, go down to Gaza, which is desert. And he's like, he's not questioning, he didn't tell him at the time why he's there, but he's got, leave revival. I mean, leave what's happening, leave the great miracles and the signs and the wonders and the great joy that's in the city, because Jesus is being proclaimed. Leave and go down to Gaza, which is desert. So that, you know, you're not going to have revival there, it's desert. But God will stop him. Angels will speak to you for one man. And there was an Ethiopian who was inquiring about God. And it seems to me that God is always looking for people that are looking for him, because Cornelius was seeking God. And then this eunuch was seeking God. He was in there. And I believe, let's quickly go there. Acts chapter 8. The Bible says that he was, here we go, Acts chapter 8. And the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go towards the south, which goes down to Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, no arguing, not, listen, God's got something for me. And behold, there was a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Listen to this. He was returning. He was returning back to Ethiopia. He was returning back. So he went to Jerusalem. To worship. But he had come back, but he still hadn't received what God wanted him to receive. He was a worshiper of God. He was a worshiper of Yahweh, the true and living God. But he was returning back from Jerusalem to go back to Ethiopia. But God saw that he had gone to worship. He had visited to Jerusalem, having his pilgrimage, but he still had not received what God wanted him to receive. And this is why, listen, he said, Philip, you need to go down and meet this man. He needs to receive Jesus. He's a true worshiper. He's seeking God. So Philip goes down and he hears him reading Isaiah. So he's still seeking God. And I encourage you, seek God. Seek God. Stay in his presence. Stay in his face. God has something for us all. But he said, you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And then I'll be found of you. And the Bible says he was seeking. He was reading Isaiah. And then the Holy Spirit said, draw near to this chariot. This is why I've sent you. This is the commission. This is the assignment for today. And he says, do you know what you're reading? He says, how do I, if someone doesn't teach me? So he jumps up on a chariot and starts preaching Jesus. He's reading from Isaiah. And when he's talking about how the prophet is being hurt, or where is he? He said it to him. And Philip ran here and said, how can I accept a man teach me? He said, he was led of a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before his shearers is dumb. And so he opened not his mouth, and in his humiliation and judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, is this man speaking of himself or someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached Jesus. We need people, amen, who listen to the Holy Ghost and lift up the name of Jesus. And the Bible says he told him about Jesus, and he told him the fullness of the gospel, because it got to a point where they got to water, and the eunuch said, listen, here's water. So you know that Philip also told him about the death, the resurrection, baptism in water, amen. He told him everything, and he said, here's water. What's hindering me? I'm ready. And Philip baptizing him in the name of the Lord, and Philip's caught away. But what I'm trying to get here is, heaven was looking for men to be assigned to men. Heaven is looking for men whose ears are open, who's ready, amen, to be an instrument that God can use. Are you ready for God to use you? Were you willing? Will you be obedient even when you don't understand? Will you be obedient even if he's going to do something you've never done before, or speak to people that you've never spoken before? The next chapter we see Saul, who was breathing out threatenings, and Saul was zealous. He was a terrorist. He was hauling men and women and bringing them before the council. He was an accessory to murder, amen, because they laid his clothes at the feet of him when they stoned Stephen to death. And this guy was known. He was known. He was zealous. But as you know, he had an encounter with Jesus that would change his life and the life of many people forever. And the Bible says he was there fasting and praying, that the Lord came to Ananias. And the Bible says he wasn't a prophet, he wasn't a pastor, he wasn't an evangelist. The Bible says he was a disciple, but he was faithful and he was dependable. I'm going to say that again. He was dependable. And God is looking for people who depend on the broadcast is called The Power of Words. People who will speak God's word. People will not be afraid. They will open up their mouth. They will share their faith. And he saw God coming to him in a vision. And he said, listen, I need you to go down, see Saul, amen, because he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias, which is you, going and laying his hands on him so he can receive his sight. And Ananias says in a dream, but I've heard about him, how much evil he's done to thy saints in Jerusalem. He's cast him into prison. He said, go thy way, amen, and show him. I will show him how much things he must suffer. So even with that, even he's heard about this man, he's heard about his reputation, but more importantly, he knows the reputation of King Jesus. The King Jesus is true, and he's never going to tell him to do something that is going to endanger him. So he said, go. Or he's never going to tell him something wrong. So he went, and he done what God told him to do. Heaven is looking for people. Heaven is looking for men and women. Amen. Because I believe God wants to use men and women, boys and girls. God wants to use a body. God is looking for people. Heaven is looking for people that will be obedient to his voice. Will you be that voice in the earth? Will you be that one that will say, here I am, send me? Will you be that one that is willing to go, speak to nations, speak to your generation, speak to your neighbors, speak to your family? Many people are scared, but I say, listen, don't be scared. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind. Be bold, be strong, do what God has called you to do, because there are people dying. And if you are that one, say, here I am, God, use me. The Bible says, how can they hear except one preach? How can one preach except to be sent? God is looking for people that he can send. Will you be that one? Will you be that one when the Lord, when you say, good morning, Holy Spirit, and the Lord says, I need you to go to town. I need you to get on the plane. I need you to be in Taiwan. I need you to be in Singapore. I need you to be in Ethiopia. I need you to be in New York. I need you to be in Jerusalem. And such a day. Don't worry, I've got everything lined up for you. Will you be obedient to his call? Because heaven is looking for people that they can trust with this gospel. I truly believe if you're listening, you're listening because you are that somebody. You are that somebody that heaven can trust. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid. I believe that many of you that are listening, you're going to begin to having encounters with the Holy Ghost. You're going to hear his voice more clearly. You're going to be more astute. You're going to be more keen to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because what you do next, someone's soul and eternal destination may be depending upon it. So just be open to Him. Be open to what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Be open to where He's leading you. Be open, because heaven is looking for men that God can trust. Speak God's word. Never be afraid. In Jesus' name. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word.
Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.